going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Peter Schrager on McAfee. The only time he got thrown for a loop in the draft, Elliott Wolf.
Don't trust Wolf. Threw him off the scent.
I'm not sure Wolf had say there or here.
Actually, we know that he doesn't. So
thank you.
Don't listen to Elliott Wolf.
Elliott Wolf didn't. You pointed this out earlier. Is Schrager outing a source? Number one.
Kinda.
Number two, Elliott Wolf was two in Cleveland. He's number two here, which right. is noteworthy. The Schrager's just like, yeah, he's not the guy in charge, just Wolf, in case you thought he was.
Wolf might have been like, I'm taking Darnold. And then he's like, well, you don't actually get to pick.
Yeah, you actually don't
the
say.
Real GM's taking Baker Mayfield.
What if they're trying to find a mole and they told him it was Elliott, told Elliott Wolf that's Sam Darnold?
Could be. Yeah. And then they're like, Elliott, take a hike.
Yeah, and then Wolf's like, it's Campbell.
Guys, it's Campbell.
And
it's
then
Campbell.
They take Membu or somebody.
Feels like it's going to be Campbell.
Okay, it does. So the DraftKings odds, we had these earlier today, minus 500, whatever, closing in on minus 600. Okay? So he's the heavy, heavy favorite to go fourth. Every mock draft you read, just about, unless I'm missing him, Schrager's mock draft, he's the most accurate.
We have Shimon tomorrow.
Schrager releases one mock draft every year, and it is deemed the most accurate like the last handful of years running. Okay,
that's
so
like the biggest power move.
Well, he has
draft season.
He only releases one, and it's highly accurate because he's a plugged-in guy. So it's not like he's breaking down tape.
Sick brag.
No,
bro.
It is. That's pretty legit.
He's passing along what he's hearing, which I tend to think is the case with Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. But Schrager's very accurate. He has Campbell going, but he's letting you know. Well, the Patriots could have a curveball up their sleeve, and he's not just trying to spike ratings in New England. He says
no.
Meanwhile, I want to get to this again. Another mock draft. McShay had his today. I don't know how many he put out.
But more than one, probably.
McShay says Campbell might not be high on other teams' boards. Put a pin in that. We might have a reason why.
Okay.
But New England's ranking is all that matters. He talks about how Vrabel fell in love with Campbell. That's come out today as well. Jeremy Fowler at ESPN had a similar tweet. He says there's even a report. I have no idea what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I've been Googling around for a half an hour straight. If somebody could alert me to what the hell he's talking about, let me know. There's even a report that Drake May knows Campbell is the pick.
I don't know what that means.
What is that?
I guess they communicated with Drake May that he's the pick.
But like, whose report? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Whose report?
Well, maybe he talks to Drake May.
I had sources.
Man on the street? Is it? Is it that dude in Cleveland?
So Drake May knows the pick.
Drake May knows the pick is Will Campbell.
That's true or not. I mean, I guess. I don't think you need to be running it by your second-year quarterback.
I got a pretty darn good source.
I can listen to that drop for the rest of the show.
That guy's wildly entertaining.
Tremendous,
yeah, I don't think it's. I don't know if he knows. Would you say right now it goes in order 1 through 4, like everyone's predicting, or do you think there is something that's going to change that?
If I had to wager on it, yes.
You say yes to that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd make no money off that wager since
they're
all
you wouldn't.
Minus. But the one wild card to me. I think Ward is going one. That's basically been reported.
Yeah.
I think Hunter will go two. The wild card is the Giants at three. Does a team move up in front of the Patriots? Teams are supposedly, this is Schrager again. Maybe
shocking
they're...
stuff does happen.
Okay,
it does all the time.
So if a team moves up to three and takes Genty, or a team moves up to three and takes Shadur, or the Giants do one of those two things.
It's wild.
And Carter is available at four, then I think that could really change things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be disappointed if they get Will Campbell, but you're asking me to pick what I think they're going to do? Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
So if the Giants at three take Abdul Carter, they have Brian Burns and they have Kayvon Thibodeau. So can they all play? I mean, I assume there's a way to play.
Probably, I think Thibodeau's in the last year of his deal. They'd probably trade him.
What did the Lions do? Like, wasn't the Lions, there was logic for the Lions draft years. I'm going back 20 years or whatever. But
Barry Sanders.
No, Calvin Johnson. The idea was like, well, they've already taken Charles Rogers and somebody else high. Mike Williams, I think.
Yeah, well, that was just more of like the Belichick thing where you're like, maybe don't draft that position. And they did. And it ended up being the right guy. No, I just mean like on the field.
They got Calvin Johnson. Well, right. Can you play three pass rushers? My answer would be yes. Yeah. But now you're probably limiting reps, and is there a way to get all three on the field at the same time? I also don't know that Brian Burns is a Pro Bowl level pass rusher. How good has Thibodeau been?
I'm not as good as you're supposed to be.
So I really genuinely don't know.
Yes,
I think he went from like 11 sacks to 5.5 last year.
Okay, but those are talented pass rushers. That's the kind of guy you pass on a Myles Garrett or a Von Miller for. Like, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah,
personally. So we'll see. But yeah, if you're asking me, would you forecast it the same way? Will Campbell's probably the pick tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah.
But that's probably what happens. I don't think it stinks as bad as you.
I'm happy with the pick, but there is a little bit of like immediate buyer's remorse because you're like, it's not an elite tight end. It's not an elite running back, which you have in this draft. It's not an elite wide receiver, which I don't even know if there is one. Like, I think all those guys, you'd have more excitement about it. But if Will Campbell ends up being your starting left tackle, then it's still a good pick.
Text here, 617-779-7937. Why wouldn't you want to talk to your franchise quarterback about who you pick? Okay, I mean, fair point. I guess I would want him to know as well, but how far in advance do they tell? Like, how far in advance does Drake May need to be consulted? And is Drake May, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen?
He's not at that level. You think Tom Brady knew who they were taking all the time? Probably not. I'm sure he would have said, hey, really, another defensive player?
Yeah.
We need another defensive player?
N'Keal Harry, you sure?
Devin McCourty, who ended up being awesome.
Maybe Brady pushed them to draft Isaiah Wynn and Sonny Michel. Maybe he was like, don't take Lamar.
Finally got what I wanted.
I mean, he did push for Mohamed Sanu, so that wouldn't be
shocking.
That's
true. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're telling me tomorrow it's an hour before the draft and you're like, hey, Drake, I mean, things can change, but it's looking like it's Will Campbell, fine.
Yeah.
How far in
advance? Or is he like calling them and be like, hey, what's going on?
What are we doing?
Sort of tell him? Or is he like kind of like, you're a second year player?
Are his parents calling and they're like, it's not Jackson Dart, right?
It better not be Jackson Dart.
Well, they were all.
You're going to hear from us if it's
Sugar Sanders. They were all upset about Joe Milton a year ago.
That's true. You know what? If they're trading Joe Milton because they're afraid of the room, then maybe he's more included than we think.
So I think we were talking about playing some of this in grab bag. Do we have
Campbell? Play it now.
Let's play Will Campbell now. So a lot of these players that are going to the draft are in Green Bay now.
Just like Andy Hart and Ted Johnson.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Just like WEEI Afternoons. You'll catch them today at 2 o'clock. And so a lot of these draftees are showing up, and they're getting interviewed. And this is courtesy of Ben Volen, Boston Globe, this video. No reporting here, but this is courtesy of the video. is from Ben Volen. But here's Will Campbell discussing questions about his arm length and where he's going to fit in the NFL.
About the pre-draft, the lead up, and dissecting stuff like that, when you feel like I've proven and I've shown on tape what I can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exhausting. I've heard it since I was 14 years old. You know, the school that I just went to, they said the same thing to me. You know, my coaches, you know, that everybody's had a concern with my arm length since I was 14 years old and I got my first offer. I didn't let it become a problem now or then. I'm not going to now. You know, there's some teams that want to play me at guard, and I'm fully willing to do that because I'm a team guy first. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to wait, and if that means me playing early, me winning, is a me at guard, me at X receiver, me at tight end, that's what I'm going to do. So, like I said, wherever, you know, the opportunity presents itself for me to get on the field as fast as possible is what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, now hang on. That is a shift from him. That's a shift, though, because before he's like, I'm a tackle. Anybody who thinks I'm not a tackle, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And well, now he's like, I'll do whatever it takes to get on the field.
He doesn't want to insult the teams that have said that. Maybe that was before the process kind of got going, and a bunch of teams that met with him were like, we think you'd be a great guard.
Okay, Nick, not to put you on the spot. Can we I don't recall when that was, so if you need a
that
moment
during the combine,
to find it. Yeah, but he came out, and I actually like that answer.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if you don't, I've played this my whole life, like my arm length isn't a problem, blah, blah, blah. And so I actually liked that comment at the time. That's a shift. But the first thing he said.
But was it or does he just think he can be a good player? Was it specific to tackle?
Well,
I don't remember.
I thought so. Okay. Let's refresh our memories on that coming up.
All right.
But the first part, So not only does the NFL have questions about whether he's a tackle.
He's 14 years old. They're measuring this kid.
LSU was like, yeah, you might not be a tackle.
But that
now,
worked.
I understand his point. They were wrong.
They were.
But there were questions about him at LSU as a tackle. Never mind the next level where you are going against bigger, stronger, faster athletes.
True, but then he did prove them wrong. And it's similar but different to Travis Hunter. Like, Travis Hunter, I'm sure, was told, you can't play both ways. And he was like, well, yeah, I can.
Well,
and then he did. And then he kept doing it. And so Will Campbell, you know, maybe he is the guy that we look at years from now and the next guy, next prospect is measuring, you're like, tiny arms. Like, yeah, but don't forget Will Campbell.
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance of that.
I mean, again, you know, people bring up Matt Light, second round pick.
Uh-huh.
Bedard has brought this up a million times. Brandon Coleman for the Commanders came in as a tackle. He was a third round pick.
Yeah.
Logan Mankins, people are like, he had short arms. He was a guard. He's a college tackle, had to move to guard. So well, this guy, like,
how high would you take a guard? And yes, you could be, oh, Quentin Nelson's a good pick. It's like, right. Okay. Besides Quentin Nelson,
right. Brandon Sheriff, yeah. Whiff. Jonathan Cooper in the top 10,
oh,
whiff.
Brutal.
So like those were guards that got taken highly too. So for every Quentin Nelson, we have a counterpoint for you.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
How highly would I take a guard? Maybe, Keith. I'm a contending team. And you
Logan Mankins, 32.
What the Patriots did with Logan Mankins, or like if the Chiefs really need a replacement for Joe Tooney and they take Booker or whatever from Alabama, fine.
Yeah, your roster's loaded.
Right, you're stacked and you have a hole on the offensive line and you're a player away, maybe. But in general, I'm not taking a guard on day one.
So, worst case scenario.
And definitely not at four.
Worst case scenario would be if he has to, you draft him and he has to play guard. Because then if you look at it, you could potentially have, if Cole Strange ends up being the center replacement, I know you have Bradbury, but you could have a first-round guard playing center, a first-round tackle playing guard, and then whatever on when it was, great find in the sixth round, but then you paid him through the nose to play guard.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like it's the best use of your funds and resources.
No. And in a related story, they need receivers and tackles, and that's where they're at.
They do need all those things.
Okay, you have the old Campbell lot. Sorry to make you scramble back there with your
especially,
bad back.
Especially.
But,
I had to lean over.
A lot of tap dancing for a bad back back there. But this is Campbell weeks ago, because I sense a shift in that answer.
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. I think it's BS. But, you know, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, you know, people who don't coach, and they don't coach for a reason.
Okay.
So I think it had more to be about him just being good.
He does say good player. I would disagree. Because what's the criticism?
You think him as tackle?
Well, I don't think anybody doubts he can be a guard. No one's doubting he can be a guard.
It's just whether or not you want him as a guard, I guess.
Whether or not he can be a tackle at the next level.
But that specific answer is
he said
more
good player.
This.
No, you're right. That wasn't as inflammatory as I thought. I do think he's pushing back on the idea he's not a tackle at the next level.
Yeah.
And he says here, well, I line me up as an X receiver, line me up as a tight end, et cetera. I
mean, team player.
A lot of what he says I do like.
Yeah, I do too. But,
you know,
no, there's a big difference between
taking
a lot
of guys with good personalities who can't play.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
They're like, he could be picked fourth.
I was a vibes guy. I couldn't get off the bench in high school, but I was a vibes guy.
Good clubhouse guy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But like, yeah, being picked fourth or 24th is so different. Being the first offensive lineman taken in the draft. And that's part of, I think, is what he's saying is if the arm length is such a question, and it is, it's become like a major topic with him, it's also like you're trying to protect your draft stock.
Mm-hmm.
So if a team loves him and even wants to take him as a guard and he goes eighth, like great for him. He's a top 10 pick and you go on. But if everyone's questioning it and they're saying like now, you know, you're not even the first lineman taken, you might not be the second lineman taken, that's when things could get really kind of messy for him.
617-779-7937. Chuck is in New Hampshire. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that Peter Schrager clip kind of make you nervous about the potential of what they're planning on doing with the pick? Because whether he wants to zig or zag, it seemed like the two people that the number one overall pick came down to with the Browns was Darnold or Mayfield. And I know Mayfield's had an up-and-down career, but either way, both those picks seemed like they would have been the wrong pick. And then, you know, because Josh Allen ultimately went number seven.
Well,
and then lastly, nobody's talking about San Jose Danny Clark, a.k.a. American Gladiator Nitro, just
that's right, Jones' guy. In a draft, he would take him one.
Chuck in New Hampshire.
Probably take
I
him
keep
one.
Forgetting that's who that is. But Chuck in New Hampshire texts very routinely about my one-off Nitro reference from American Gladiators. So touche, Chuck. Interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. they're bragging about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and I guess both retroactively they've played elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But Darnold was terrible with the Jets. Mayfield was initially good with the Browns, then bad, then good again, then bad, and then bounced around, and now is good again. Mm-hmm. But right, the real story there is they missed Josh Allen, who was the best quarterback in the draft. So fair point.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. No, what would make me nervous about Elliott Wolf, and I think we played you, and we don't need to play it again. But what would make me nervous about Elliott Wolf is that video the Chargers released yesterday.
Yeah.
Where we all know how bad the trade was for the Chargers moving up to take Ladd McConkey. The Patriots move down. They get Jalen Polk and Javon Baker in exchange. So we all know how terrible that trade was. But to actually hear it in real time.
I don't think he's going to be making too many calls.
Elliott Wolf calls up. No, and he's not. Yeah. But you actually got to hear the moment he lost all power and any say in New England.
Did not go great.
Is when the Chargers are on the other end and they go, oh, you don't want to do the deal? Okay, hang on. And he turns to Harbaugh, Ortiz, mm-hmm. the GM, mm-hmm. and he goes, yeah. They want me to tell him which side of the ball we're picking. We're not going to tell him that.
Yeah.
And then Wolf caves, calls mm-hmm. back, and is like, please take our picks. And so he just gets bodied on that trade. Mm-hmm. So that would give me more concern, I would say, about Elliott Wolf, but he's not in charge. Schrager told you earlier today he's the number two at best in New England. Real quick, text line 617-779-7937. Why is no one talking about Tyler Warren? Tight end helps blocking and playmaking. In a related story.
Boy, do we have news for you.
In a related story, he's today's hate it or love it. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. I would love it. Keefe would love it. You can go vote. We're tracking all of this. Not a lot of love picks at pick number four, but you can vote on Tyler Warren, today's hate it or love it. One more tomorrow draft day. No. We love this one. Yeah. The fans, the not so much.
Yeah. No.
That was the audience there. It's not Keefe and I. Don't misrepresent us.
No, please.
So you can vote there. Meanwhile, we mentioned boots on the ground. In Green Bay, Andy Hart and Ted Johnson, both there for the draft. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal.
It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start out with a congratulations to Peyton Pritchard. Took home sixth man of the year. It was pretty much a slam dunk. We said yesterday that they were going to give out the award last night on TNT. He was the heavy, heavy favorite, but a great season. Led the league in a bunch of bench stats, including, you know, points and threes and things like that, but really had a career year for him and won sixth man of the year.
Where do you remember how many votes he finished? It was in the 80s.
It wasn't unanimous, but it was a ton.
Yeah, and so, you know, much to the chagrin of Bill Simmons, we now have a sixth man of the year for the Boston Celtics. I thought it was interesting, and Pritchard's very well deserving.
Although
they tweeted out the history.
Yeah,
McHale, Walton, Brogdon, and Pritchard.
Brogdon was good. Brogdon had a good year.
He did have a good year.
He's also on 1,000 teams
that
or something.
No, he's just like the king of bad teammates, yeah.
Peyton Pritchard had 82 first-place votes. Malik Beasley had 13. Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter each had 2, which is weird to me because they both play for Cleveland. You can't both be the sixth man.
Well, Hunter got traded, though.
Oh, true, true. Yeah. And then Naz Reid had 1. So
he
those
was the sixth man last year? Naz Reid won it last year, I think.
So. I think you're right. And then a few other guys received votes, including Russell Westbrook and a few third-place votes, but but did not win it.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab Bag.
Well, Jones, the three finalists for the 2024-25 Kia NBA Clutch Player of the Year have been announced.
Let me guess, Tatum not on the list.
No, he's not.
Who are they?
This isn't a pile on Tatum day. The man's dealing with a bone bruise.
I hadn't seen these finalists.
Let him live a little bit.
Not Tatum.
Who are the three most clutch players according to Kia?
according to the car company. Hamsters? Little gerbils?
Yeah. Okay. Three most clutch players. This is the clutch award.
Should I get these?
I mean, they're three
good
players. No.
Jokic?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Jokic is one of the clutch
SGA?
Players. No.
Who? I don't know who.
Anthony Edwards, ever hear of him?
Okay.
Ant-Man? And your guy, Jalen Brunson.
Oh.
So those guys are up for clutch.
Jalen Brunson missing a bunch of jumpers in the final minute the other day against Indy?
Those guys.
The votes were already in, I think, at that point. Yeah.
Those guys are up for the clutch award.
I mean, look, I like Jalen Brunson. Jokic.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music, gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
The best part of that is he's like, the background's gonna give it away. Like we're all like,
here it comes.
Oh man, we Ready? Spoiled it.
I thought it was great, it's my favorite one though. Three NBA games of the last night, all game twos. Pacers now have a 2-0 lead on the Bucks. The Thunder, 2-0 lead on the Grizzlies. And the Lakers even the series with the T-Wolves.
Let me give you a little something to pay attention to. Twitch right. chat pointed this out to me yesterday.
I'll put my eyes on
after
it.
Game one.
Yep.
He had a rough game two. I know they won bigly.
Yeah, they did.
SGA not exactly lighting it up to start the postseason. And so if you want to be real bullish on Oklahoma City, I've been picking OKC head-to-head with the Celtics. Tatum, I knocked him before I even knew how bad this boo-boo was. I was knocking Tatum after game one in his poor performance. Let's be consistent. SGA is not, the Thunder are winning going away.
Right.
But the Celtics won going away. I didn't give Tatum too much credit, so let's be consistent. It's been a slow start for
Thank
SGA.
You. Okay, good.
No. Yes! Grab bag.
All right, NBA games tonight. In addition to Celtics Magic at 7 o'clock, you have Heat Cavs at 7:30 and Warriors Rockets. So my Rockets pick, they need to win this one. They need to at least split the first two games. They're down
at home.
Low.
Yeah, I would say they're going to need that because that we weren't sure if it was a buyer's opportunity or a sucker bet.
Excuse me?
I'll take that.
Yeah, no, I would. That's definitely the one.
Where's
I would
the
go.
Line?
A sucker's bet, excuse me, to get Houston plus money.
Lord. Grab bag is now NSFW.
When we lose a bet. Those are the new stakes on this show.
Grab bag.
No bet. No bet.
You know what? I'm out.
No bet for
That's
me.
That's not as bad as the Christian Yelich.
Last night in the NHL, Hurricanes beat the Devils. Carolina's up 2-0.
Yeah, get to it. Get to it.
Maple Leafs went to overtime.
Oh, yeah, did they? What happened there?
Beat the Senators.
Oh, another Allmark pants crapping.
They're up 2-0.
Good.
Panthers took game one over the Lightning 6-2. And the Wild, playing deep into the night, defeated the Golden Knights 5-2. That series was even in a game of
pace. That was the 11 p.m.
start?
That
was the 11 o'clock start
time. I meant to look this up. I didn't watch any of the Panthers last night. I saw Tkachuk had a couple of goals.
Did
Marchand do anything?
Actually, good question. I don't know.
Didn't watch.
They scored six. Yeah, I didn't get around to it.
I was watching Celtic City. And
Marchand had an assist.
There you go.
He dropped a dime.
Playoff Marshy.
Yeah, playoff Marshy. He's nice. A plus one.
It's your guy.
He's out there skating around having a nice time.
You're pulling for him.
The NHL tonight, you have three games. Canadiens Capitals at 7. Washington up 1-0. Avalanche and Stars. That series is even at a game apiece. And Kings Oilers with LA up 1-0.
Nice.
What do you think of that? Pretty good? If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out.
Grab bag.
Red Sox in action tonight against the Mariners. Sean Newcomb on the mound. 6:45 first pitch from Fenway. That means a 5:45 pregame show here on WEEI.
Should we give a little shout out to our guy Cassis for hitting a homer last night?
Cassis Dong.
That was in the show. It got bumped with all the Bruins stuff.
We had a lot of stuff today.
We were itching to give Tristan Cassis his credit, but we've been called out on this earlier on the text line. I'm sure on Twitch as well. I didn't see it there specifically, but I'm sure it was there. I can feel it.
I don't know if you...
Oh, you're ignoring Tristan Cassis and his home run?
No. Congratulations. I don't know if you heard the stat yesterday. I think it was Merlone mentioned he's 0-for in his first at-bat of the game, and he was something insane like 2-for-44 against starting pitchers. So he's obviously got a really bad overall numbers.
Just get into their bullpen.
Pinch hitter.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm thinking here's the spot.
Nice.
He could be like the next Matt Stairs.
I had not.
Just shows up and pinch
heard
hits.
That stat.
Yeah, he's never gotten any, and even with the home run, I think he flew out in his first at-bat yesterday, so he's still 0 for his first at-bat.
Well.
Is that a betting opportunity or a sucker's bet?
Ooh.
You live bet what he does in his first at-bat.
Wait, is that what we're calling it? I thought we changed.
Nah, that's what I'm calling
okay,
it.
Got it.
I don't know what you're calling it.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Speaking of Tristan Cassis, let's bring you back to the Hogdale call of the night. Ah.
Tristan, please. The pitch. Swung on, lifted, center field, high and deep. This will get out! Tristan! Let's go! My voice cracks every time I call a Tristan home run. I don't give a his second of the season, 105 off the bat. He sent it to dead center. Thank you. 7-3, busted open.
All right.
Thank God.
Well, now that I've heard that, I think I'm back on board with Tristan Cassis.
You feel good about
105 off the bat?
105 off the bat.
How does Hogdale get that so fast?
Hogdale's the best.
Is that right? What's he got? Proprietary stats going on with that?
What do I know? You don't want to know how the sausage is made. So Hogdale figures it out. He knows what he's doing. He's pretty good.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
How about this, Jones?
Uh-huh.
Our former coworker Zeke.
Oh yeah,
remember Zeke?
Yeah,
he's out in Green Bay now.
What
a place to be! Green Bay, the site of the NFL draft. So he was there, and he had a chance to catch up with a couple of the NFL draft prospects.
So WEI Afternoons is there, yeah. and Zeke is scooping him.
He's scooping him. Okay. He talked to Ashton Jeanty about possibly playing with the Patriots and being playing with Drake May and being the fourth pick.
With the Patriots picking at four, have you really, thought about, being drafted there? And what are your opinions on Drake May?
I've thought about all possibilities. I think Drake May's a great player. He can, continue to develop and be a great quarterback for the Patriots. So, if they go that way, then, we'll make it happen.
Okay, so I'm on board with that.
If they go that way, they'll make it happen.
He sounds like all the plugged-in insiders. You're going to hear from the Big Five tomorrow with all their mock drafts?
We have the five best mock drafters.
Jeremiah, Schrager.
Kiper.
Shime. McShay. Shime.
Yep.
They're all starting to connect Ashton Jeanty to the Jags, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but okay. So that was Jeanty. Who else we got?
Tet McMillan.
Nice.
My guy.
Love this
guy. What would it be like to be drafted by the Patriots? And you can just speak on, Drake May and what it would be like to play with him.
Yeah, it would be a blessing, because I just know if I get drafted by the Patriots, I'm going to have a quarterback like Drake May. We're both on rookie contracts. So ultimately, I'll have a quarterback that's going to be with me for my whole career if we all decide to stay over there. But yeah, it would be a blessing, man. I'm looking forward to, whoever picks me for sure.
Okay, there you go.
Can I give you one update on him?
On who, Tet McMillan?
I'm sorry, on McMillan, yes. McShay, and I don't know where he gets all this stuff from.
Mm.
McShay very critical about McMillan going over the middle.
Oh, he can't go over the middle?
Says he quit on over-the-middle targets and did not work hard enough in college.
That's business decisions, maybe.
Some late commentary from Todd McShay
where
on Tet McMillan.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Ace Bailey going pro. From Rutgers.
Now you should be out on him, correct?
I kind of am. I was in at the beginning of the season. He's one of the high,
You don't make the tournament.
Got to make the tournament. Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, I used to mock that, but I think after the Fultz experience, I think I'm now on board with that.
Two pints of booze. Tell me, are you
grab bags?
Are you
grab bags?
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent, Jones?
Gotta be.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. We have Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists.
But
in a loss.
Thank you.
Luka Doncic, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists.
Pretty nice.
And a win. Bobby Portis, 28-12. Julius Randle, 27-4-6. And Pascal Siakam, 24-11.
I guess I'll go with Luka there.
You're going to go with Luka?
LeBron noticeably absent, but I'll go with Luka there. Yeah.
He's not noticeably absent.
He's not there.
Didn't cut the mustard.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Best baseball performers from last night. Kyle Tucker, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases.
Wow.
MVP push full on Kyle Tucker.
Wow, big time.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
yeah,
that. Okay,
yeah,
keep
yeah.
going. Yeah.
Drew Waters, 3-for-4 with a dong.
Okay.
Willier Abreu, 3-for-4, run scored, 2 steals.
Okay.
Mitchell Parker.
Oh, yeah.
8 scoreless innings with 4 Ks.
Shut it down last night.
And Nick Pavetta, 7 scoreless with 6 Ks.
Only 2 hits, I think, right?
And, only 2 hits.
Okay, I mean, shout out Pavetta. Walks, but Kyle Tucker, Kyle Tucker's the guy.
Gotta be Kyle Tucker most nights,
yeah,
I would
say.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay, we are, of course, going with a former Mariner today as the Sox take on the Seattle Mariners. He also played for the Giants, Devil Rays, Cardinals, Yankees.
Ooh.
A part of a 13-year major league career. He was an outfielder.
I was about to guess Brett Boone, so not him.
And a one-time All-Star.
Outfielder, one-time All-Star, Jay Buhner? No.
Nope.
Okay.
Not an All-Star with Seattle, but played with Seattle.
Okay.
He broke into the majors in 1998, Last game played, 2010.
Randy Winn.
Oh, my God. Wow!
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Holy mackerel, Bill.
What years?
Randy Winn.
He hears the years? Randy Winn.
Yeah, Randy Winn.
We've also guessed Randy Winn before with the Rays. So, huh. Interesting.
We haven't used him, have we?
No. I'm saying we guessed. If that was misleading, my mistake. But when we were guessing Rays the other week, his name came up. So he's an all-star with Tampa, but he started. I didn't even know he started in Seattle.
Started with Tampa Bay. With Tampa. I just said played for Seattle.
I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They don't have to start their career with Seattle. They just need to play for the team they're playing. Okay. That's the theme right now. I'll probably change that later in the year.
I like that. Billy's gotten a couple in a row.
That was good. Yeah,
you guys have been sniffing it out.
You guys have been good.
I feel like we've really upped our game.
Uh-huh.
So that is the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Can I give you one minor update on the Celtics?
Celtics update?
You tell me if you want to read into this.
Is it the health of one Jason Tatum?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's the official Celtics Twitter handle, @Celtics on Twitter. Good job squatting on that one.
Uh-huh. @Celtics.
They put out a picture for tonight promoting the game. It is Jaylen Brown's face.
Mm.
Does that tell you anything about Tatum and his availability?
He's not playing.
Is that what it's telling you?
It tells me.
Do I need to lower my 51%?
If Tatum was on the cover of that, I'd say he's playing.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Well, he's not.
So he's not.
Well, he's not out yet.
Grab bag.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's the update from the Celtics.
Very good.
Read into that what you will. You got WEEI Afternoons, Boots on the Ground in Green Bay for full-on draft coverage here on WEEI. Stay tuned for Ya Got Hart, Ya Got Fitzy, Ya Got Ted, and we got the clip du jour coming your way.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Next.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, before we check in with the guys out in Green Bay, let's get to our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. Today, it's a little bit of a caller medley.
David's in Rhode Island. Hello, David.
Backing up a truck.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm on the road all the time, every day.
Nice.
So, anyway, thanks for taking my call. What I wanted to weigh in on, if I could, is two things. First of all, I like your show. Thank you. I'm glad to see Gresh. Keith. I'm glad to see you back on the daytime where I can hear you in my commute.
No doubt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know the Missoula family from growing up. I knew Joe's father and uncle. So I grew up in the town next to Johnston. They are beloved. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said that's good. Good stuff.
Triple brag is what you said. You know these gentlemen in the town next to Johnston.
Yes.
Jacob is in the car. Hello, Jacob.
All right. I have 2 points that prove your everything's an inside job theory wrong. Can I go on the clock? All right. We all know the Pope died late Sunday, early Monday, and Nick Castellanos didn't hit a home run. Kind of fishy. He always hits a home run when a tragedy happens. I always thought the 2 for Tuesday was an inside job. I ended up winning yesterday. I'm going May 3rd against the Twins with my cousin Scott. So to everyone listening, keep dialing. You'll get it. Thank you very much.
That was really motivational to all the people calling in on 2 for Tuesdays.
Yeah, no.
Like, if you believe it, if you pick up the phone, you dial the number, you too could win tickets.
If you believe it, you can dial it.
Yeah.
If you know the code word,
you can win.
Someday, you too will win.
That's right. You got to get the code word.
Yeah, it was very.
Not an inside job, though. We are really actually giving out tickets.
Good point.
Confirmed.
I do like his whole point there about it's not all an inside job about Castellanos. And then we found out that Nick also bet it.
Yeah, Nick bet it.
Every world-changing event, I always bet a Castellanos home run. And it's hit multiple times.
You got to be up pretty good at that point. That's my Castellanos money.
Nice. Okay, so that's the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keith. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the Nines. We got Hart. We got Ted in Green Bay. What's going on, boys?
What's up, guys? We are boots on the ground at the draft. Calm before the storm, I'll be telling you, though, right now. Not a lot of activity other than forklifts moving stuff around. But
all right.
And it's raining. That's the other good thing.
Ted's just you need me to pick anything up, I'll move it for you guys. You don't need a forklift.
He picks things up and puts them down.
I'll do it for you guys. No problem.
Cheese curds? You getting in on the cheese curds and stuff yet?
We absolutely had cheese curds last night, and they were tremendous. Mm. We are down in the Appleton area, and the nice woman at the front desk steered us in a good direction for a place where we get
cheese curds and beer delivered. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Absolutely.
Delivered. Already a win. Yeah, that is a big win. So I know you guys are boots on the ground for the draft.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have thoughts on Tatum. I'm sure you have thoughts on the draft. How much Bruins are you doing with that wild press conference today?
Yeah, it's funny. We were just actually discussing that we may have to table that to next week, unfortunately. That there's plenty of legs there, but it's got a little evergreen nature to it. Because, yes, we have Alex Cora at 2:15.
All right.
We have our usual Scal at 4 o'clock to preview the Celtics game. And then lots of draft talk. We'll continue to break down the arm length of Will Campbell and whether that matters. He addressed that today. And we know that is Ted Johnson's favorite topic to discuss. So we'll get plenty of that and more.
Did you see McShay in his mock draft has a little note about how the Patriots, there's even a report that Drake May knows the pick is Will Campbell. Did you see this?
Yeah, so I did see that.
What is he referencing? Do you have any idea what he's referencing?
I have no. I love when people say there is a report.
There's a report.
No one can find the report.
There's no hyperlink. It's the internet.
The internet. Maybe there's a rumor. Maybe there's a DM to somebody, some speculation.
Yeah, what does that mean?
But we throw that around. But that's also the easy way of throwing something out there if you want to say it. But, you know, I even saw one report. You just start the sentence like that and say whatever the hell you want afterwards.
That's true. I'll find it later. All right, well, we'll be listening. Sounds like good stuff. You guys will be in Green Bay for the next few days. Full coverage here on WEEI. Keep it locked for WEEI Afternoons. You got heart. You got Ted. You got Fitzy live from Green Bay. We are back tomorrow. Short show, Keith.
Yeah, we got Red Sox baseball. Crochet afternoon game.
Red Sox baseball. Crochet afternoon game. I didn't realize we're getting crochet tomorrow.
Crochet.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. We'll go on the clock with our plans for the Patriots at pick number 4, or their plans anyway for night 1 of the draft. We got Bradfoe and, of course, the final. Hate it or love it, Armon Membu tomorrow.
You can and still Shine.
Oh, right.
Yes,
and
tomorrow.
One of the big 5.
Yeah.
One of the big 5 mock drafters out there, Chris Scheim, will be live with us tomorrow. Celtics reaction after game 2, of course. Does Tatum play? Does he not? All comes your way tomorrow at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI.